I can speak to Amanda Golubac, please.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Amanda. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case. You okay?
Hi. Yeah.
Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Amanda, about your case?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. As I said before, Amanda, my name's Michael. Just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
It's my job to get to know you. I'm a senior investigator at MMA. It's to get to know you, get to know your case. I'm not going to drag you over what you've already told us. It's unfair at this point because I don't need that. I've already got that information. My role is to try and understand how your time and care has followed you or affected or haunted you into mm-hmm. your adult life, whether mm-hmm. that's depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what mm-hmm. I'll do, Amanda, is I'll write to those relevant authorities, whether the BGP, NHS or rehabilitation centres, gather all that information and present that to Scottish Redress as a picture of, you know, what happened to you and the trauma that you suffered in care
mm-hmm.
has affected you into your adult life. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for talking to me.
Okay.
Have you or do you or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, Amanda?
Yes, I have. I've been diagnosed with generalised anxiety disorder. I have complex PTSD. I suffer from depression and depersonalisation.
Complex PTSD. And what was the last one, sorry, Amanda? Complex PTSD.
Depression and depersonalisation.
Depersonalisation. And what is that, Amanda, if you don't mind me asking?
It's like having out of body experiences.
Yeah. And obviously your GP is fully aware of all these.
Yeah.
Okay. So with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm not going to tell them why.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write to them and I'm going to request all of your medical details.
Uh-huh.
Or your medical records. You've already signed the documents for me to do that. You've signed them what's called a deed of authority.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me, with your permission, authority to request all of this information on your behalf as a law firm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to write to your GP. I'm also going to write to the social services and the local authority of the school that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to gather that information. And then me and you are going to go through it all once again.
Yeah, so I was actually in care from 1989 until 1997.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So 1997. Okay, and is that all in the one area?
No, I was all over the Highlands, Lowlands. I'm dean, foster parents, children's homes, residential. Yeah.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Sorry, clients, I've got to call back. It's okay.
Okay.
And okay, do you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do, if it's okay with you. I'll take your GP's details.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go back, we'll go into your care settings, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So can I get your GP's details, please?
Yeah, it's Dr. Jaffrey.
Jaffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Details, please. It's Croyard Medical Practice.
Croyard?
Yeah.
How do you spell that? Sorry.
Croyard.
Okay, medical practice.
Muirward.
And where's that, sorry?
Muirward.
Muirward, okay. Okay. I have a real tough question, Amanda, and I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask you this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I do apologise in advance. But have you ever tried to take your own life?
Yes.
Okay. And did that end up in a hospitalisation?
Yes.
Can I take the hospital name, please? Am I going right to the hospital?
Raigmore Hospital in Inverness.
And it's Raigmore, R-A-G. A-R-R-A-Y, R-A-I-G.
R-A-I-G, yeah.
Raigmore in Inverness. Okay, I'm sorry for having to ask that, and I'm sorry that you got to that
point. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll write to those two institutions, whether that's your GP or the NHS Trust, and I'll get all of that information for you.
Okay.
Two secs. Okay. So I'm going to go through the care settings that I've got for you. And also I've got is Rossi School.
Yeah, that's the residential school that I was in.
Okay.
But I was also in various foster parents, children's homes.
Okay.
Okay,
so what I'll I'll write to the social service or the local authorities in the islands, and they say, what else did you say, sorry?
Hey, I was always under Highland Council, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me 2 secs. Highland Councils. Foster care. Give me 2 secs. System's really slow for some reason. I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll come back to your notes. So what I'm going to do, Amanda, when I get all the information back, do you want me to share all that information with you?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send you all of the information.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, 2 seconds, my system's just woke up again. Highlands Social Services. So I'll share the information with you. We'll go through it together, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure that all of your statements, you have everything that you want to, obviously, have everything you want in your statement. And then what I'll then do is, along with your medical records, I'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress team.
Mm-hmm.
That obviously gives a full picture of, you know, what has happened to you since your time in care and how it's affected your adult life.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly with the suicide attempts, the complex PTSD, the depersonalization, and obviously the depression and stuff like that. It all goes to show, you know, what systematically happened to you as a child has kicked you into, you know, a different way of life, if you like. So we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress team. From there, we'll hopefully then get a panel date, which we'll get you the recognition of any wrongdoing, an apology from the authorities, as well as, you know, fight to get you the maximum amount of compensation, cash compensation we can get you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay, Amanda?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me about that process?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So I just have to go back a step with you, Amanda, because of the sensitivity and nature of these cases. I just have to make sure that you fully understand what our fees are and what other options are out there for you. You may have gone through this with our customer care team, but I do apologise. I do have to run it through you. This is the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So just to let you know, Amanda, you can actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail you gathering your own case, or creating your own case and gathering your own information if you so wish. And then, obviously, you know, trusting the Scottish Government, would they give you a fair compensation package without the weight of a law firm behind you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but that is an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you with the application and won't charge you any fees, because they get paid direct from the Scottish Government. They participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And they are paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, I can't divulge their practices and what they do for you, or more importantly, Amanda, what they don't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is that we as a law firm reject that government legal fee scheme. We have done on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. It's our job is to help you maximise your case value by obviously providing you with the support and evidence and helping you along the way. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20%,
mm-hmm.
no matter how much time we spend on your case. On the flip side of that, you may pay us less, dependent on how much time we spend on your case, but you will mm-hmm. never pay us more. We win together, we lose together. What that means is, on a no-win, no-fee, if we are unsuccessful, all our fees and time are covered by our insurance policy, so you will never have to pay us any money. It is mm-hmm. a genuine no-win, no-fee, and the amount of mental hardship and distress that you've been through in your life, we wouldn't put you on, and this is very important, are unable to put you under any financial duress.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Amanda.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand those three different options?
Yeah.
Okay, are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Amanda, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact information. Just to let you know, you do have 14-day cooling off period. What that means is 14 days from the date you signed the documentation with us, you can rip the agreements up and walk away and go and do whatever, pursue this case however it's where you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, you can waive the 14-day period, should I say, and we can get started on your case straight away. But that's entirely up to you.
Yeah,
you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, after hour details. Save my number, please, Amanda, if you get a chance. My name's mm-hmm. Michael. If you need me for anything, ring me. I work for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no questions that are too silly. There's no queries that are not worth my time. So just ring me if you need me. If you're struggling mentally, obviously, depending on how severe it is, ring the authorities first.
Yeah.
Or if you're struggling and you just need a chat with somebody who understands and knows your background, then you can always give me a ring, Amanda. I'm always at the other end of the phone call to you.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, I'm always here for you, Amanda. So any questions, Amanda? Do you need me?
No, I think that's fine, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'll get on with that and send some of your information off and try to gather the information. I'll give you a call in 3 to 4 weeks. And I'll keep ringing you every few weeks, just catch up. We're probably looking about 8 to 10 months to get the information back. It's not quick, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll walk you through every step.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, if you need me, Amanda, just give me a call, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Amanda.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.